This episode of Póngase las Pilas is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. I remember back when I was around 6 years old and lived in Colombia, and my parents used to take my sister and I to our closest McDonald's. I absolutely loved playing in their indoor playground, but my favorite part was eating ice cream and finding a toy inside mi cajita feliz. Even when we moved to Miami, Florida, visiting a McDonald's always felt so special because even though we were surrounded by a different language and culture, we could still enjoy our time together as a family. And I could collect as many Happy Meal toys as possible. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Me encanta!
Póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo... Póngase las pilas.
¿Qué hubo, mi gente linda? You're listening to Póngase las Pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink and let's get into it.
Hola, hola, pilosas. Bienvenidas a otro episodio de Póngase las Pilas. Este episodio es nuevo, este formato. We're doing video today. I've never done video before, so we're going to try it out. I want to give you all an update, and I'm now 38 weeks pregnant. So right now I'm playing catch up and I'm trying to plan everything for baby's arrival. That's why it's been a little bit harder to kind of record episodes and everything. So I figured why not show you guys kind of what I'm working on. That way at least I keep you in the loop and I still have, you know, my weekly goal set of providing an episode for all of you. So this is something new we're trying out today. I hope you guys like it. Let me know. Hope you enjoy it since it's actually seeing me today. And then I'm gonna show you guys today what I'm going to take on my hospital bag, which is packed, but I'm just gonna do a quick check of kind of what I'm taking. I had a doctor's appointment last week and I was dilated only 1 centimeter. So I started walking more because I hadn't really been exercising much for this pregnancy. So I've started walking. I walked this morning and I think it's helping. And well, I won't bore you with the details, the specific details, but the plan is that on Monday when I have my next appointment, I'll be more dilated and hopefully this baby's coming sooner. So I'm trying to get everything, you know, ready. And I'm also trying to make sure that I have, like I said, my weekly episodes for all of you. So I figured this works right now for me. I hope you ladies enjoy it. And yeah, so let's get into it. All right, so hopefully you can hear me okay. This is kind of like a weird setup. I've never really set it up like this, but this is my bag. Open it up. Oh, I guess here we have some essentials like lotion, little, you know, what is this called? Body and face wash for my husband. And then I got deodorant for myself. Oh, that reminds me, I don't think I have packed any for him. So we need to pack that. Shampoo and conditioner. He'll probably use the same one I use. And then this is body wash for me. And some wet ones, some wipes, because you always need that. So that's that. Let's see what else. Hair tie. My hair. Plan on making, you know, braid, hopefully. My sister will make one for me. So that I don't have to put half my hair all, you know, down because labor is hard. I've seen some women that do it and, you know, kudos to them. I get too hot and I just can't do that. So right now it's just because it's wet, so it's good. But okay, so in here we have socks,
fuzzy socks. And I have, well, these are actually the nursing pads that I'll be taking, because your boobs are gonna leak if you ever go have a baby. And that'll be helpful for that. So I have those in there. These are my husband's clothes, which he likes holding really tiny. And this is something I'm gonna try for this pregnancy. It's a kit that I bought from Frida Mom. You can see it here. Not sponsored, by the way. But this, I've read a lot about it, and people really recommend it. Like, women really recommend it. And it's like a whole kit for like postpartum. So after you have your baby, it has like these gel packs. It says instant cold therapy and absorbent pad in one. Last time I didn't know about this, and so I basically would just use a pad and put like these, they're called tucks. They're like really cold, like little pepperoni style circles. And it provides that cold like refreshment, but it also has like witch hazel and stuff like that that'll help heal, because you know it's a lot of pain. So I'm taking the whole kit because I don't know if I'll need the whole thing, but can never be too prepared, I guess. These are the pad liners. It says perineal cooling, so I guess these, okay, so these are the ones that have witch hazel. It says speeds healing, reduces swelling, no harsh chemicals. Yeah, that's that. And then this spray says cooling pain relief from I guess vag, is that what you say it? Abbreviation of vagina, vag, I don't know, to tush. And I guess disclaimer, this is like, you know, for birth, so if you're not into this kind of thing, maybe don't tune into this episode. So that's that. And then these are boy short briefs, so this is like underwear that you can throw out, I guess, because the hospital gives you some. So I actually saved some, but honestly they're new. But where are they? I guess I threw them out eventually, but they're like these really like thin mesh underwear that the hospital gives you, and it's not very comfortable. It's kind of weird. And so I figured, even if they gave them to me for the first time, but I figured I would use these, try them out. And then, oh, they have diaper cream for baby, which that's supposed to go in the diaper bag, but. So yeah, so then we have some normal like pads, sanitary pads, what do you call them? And that's that. I have slippers for the hospital because, you know, even if I have socks, I don't want to be barefoot unless like it's the actual socks that the hospital gives me. And then I have like a nursing tank. This was helpful last time, so I have some of those. And I'm getting tired standing over here. And then, okay, so I have some clothes. These are PJs for me. So I have a few shirts that are like nursing. You can kind of see. I don't know how much detail you all would like, but this is like easy to nurse with. Which would, I mean, it's helpful that I already had clothes for this because of my first daughter. First time around, I didn't really have much of this. I hadn't bought enough, I guess. So I have that. Pants for PJs, because I don't know if I'll be more comfortable in like a gown kind of thing or with pants. I don't remember getting too cold at the hospital because, you know, my hormones, but my husband did. And these are actually some maternity leggings that I had that stopped. I can't wear them now because, you know, baby's huge now. But these, I think, lasted until the beginning of my third trimester. So I figured maybe they'll be good for that. And then I have this robe, which I took last time and I didn't use it. And I have a plan to use it this time because I don't have pictures with it. And I don't really love what I was wearing in the pictures that I have with Leilani, with my first daughter. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna try. But at that point, you know, I was kind of like more of like survival mode. So like whatever I'm wearing is fine. But this time I'm trying to, you know, have my options and remember that I have those options. I told my husband, remember that I have that robe. And then, of course, a towel for when I shower over there at the hospital. Underwear, which are like granny panties. And then I'm taking two bras. I don't anticipate being in the hospital for too long, for too many days. If I do, then I guess someone will just take clothes, extra clothes for me. And then this is just my husband's clothes, which he's taking, I guess, two pants as well, but not that many clothes. So I want to see what else I'm missing. These are his shirts. So this is like, you know, it's a quick episode, but I really have wanted to try video and haven't gotten to it because I've been too scared. But I figured this was a very visual thing that I could actually show you all. And maybe it'll help. I don't know if any of you are in the same boat as me with having a baby right now. Don't know. But maybe it'll be helpful. Let me know if it's helpful. Let me know what other content you would like to see. I would love to show more of like my behind the scenes of my life, but I don't know if you're all interested in it. I know I love those videos that people put up, even if I don't know them personally. I feel like you all know me though through my episodes, but I can show you the baby's bag, which I just got a bunch of clothes that someone gave me, and they're so cute, but I haven't washed them all, so those aren't in the diaper bag yet. And this one. I think I'm missing a brush, actually, from what I can see here that I'm missing. And I think I'm going to pack these. Well, I guess I don't have space for, like, a zipper pouch. But, from what I see, I'm missing. What else am I missing? Let's see. I have socks. Let me just pack another pair of socks. I don't want the fuzzy ones. And let's see what else. So, I think we just need that brush, which I'll pack eventually. Let me pack this back in here. I guess that's why my husband put in the toiletries here. Because maybe here I can fit a little toiletry bag. Well, I'll pack these in a bag and put it in. But I wanted to show you the diaper bag. So, okay. This is the diaper bag we used with Leilani. I'm getting tired already. And now we're gonna use it with this baby because Leilani is too big for this bag. She has her own little bag, a unicorn bag that she loves. And in here, we have some diapers, which they're really cute. We actually got them as a gift at the baby shower. We didn't even know it was for us because it wasn't intended for us, but no one showed up to claim them. And so we were like, okay. Like they left the card, but it wasn't my name. So I don't know who's it was for. But there were wipes. And then we do have another Tubby Tud. Again, not sponsored, but this brand is really good. If you ever need for your babies, like if they have sensitive skin and stuff, it's really good. That's for like their diaper though. We have one that's like for the skin because Leilani had a little bit of sensitive skin. And then we have some socks for baby. Look at this tiny thing, so cute. And the little mittens, mitones, which am I already missing one? That's what I hate about mittens. Right here. So we have this. So we have those in here. Because you know, tiny hands, tiny nails that they start scratching. And then we have these little hats, which I got more, like I said, but gotta wash them. And then this is, we have like some clothes here. I actually was trying to figure out what to have like the coming home outfit to be. And I wasn't like loving some of these we used with Leilani because we didn't know either like if it was a boy or a girl. So it's very neutral. Look at this, Winnie the Pooh, so cute. Leilani used this. We have our little swaddle. This is from Love to Dream. Again, not sponsored, but I love it. We used it with Leilani as well. We used it at the hospital and it was really good. Keeps them contained just like they are in the belly. This is something new that we're gonna try. It's like the Lulu company or something. It's kind of expensive. This is my bougie gift to my baby, or to myself, I should say. And it's like a knotted gown. So like you put them in and then you put the knot. They say it's really helpful to like change their diaper without them getting too like fuzzy. You can also like bathe them in it, and it helps so that they're not like, you know, crying while you're bathing them and stuff. This was actually, I believe the owner of the company was a NICU nurse, and she developed like all of these things. So I really like the story of the brand as well. Maybe someday they'll sponsor, but it has like a little blanket, which is really cute. And that's also why, because I want the pictures to be really cute. Leilani, we didn't really dress her much at the hospital. And I was like, we couldn't dress my baby. This is like a swaddle blanket. And then let me just adjust this. And then we have some, these are, I'll use more like burp cloths. So I have some of these. These are actually cloth diapers from like Gerber, but they're absorbent, and I prefer them for like, you know, to burp them. So I use them for that. I don't use them as cloth diapers. We will use cloth diapers, but not for the first few days, because they poop so many times and it's so liquidy and stuff. And most of all, because like that's really easy to wash actually, but most of all because of the time and at the hospital, I don't want to have to carry like a wet bag with me. And there's so many people checking, like nurses, doctors, checking the baby and stuff. I was like, oh, let's just do diapers. And I'm not taking that many because from what I recall, they actually give you over there. So it's like, we're just gonna take some just in case, but wait, they're gonna give them to us. I'll take them, right? So that's that. And then we'll put this one. This one's actually from Columbia Diaper Cream. And it's been good. So we'll take that in here just in case. And yeah. And then that's it. And then I am taking this other thing that I'll show you, which I have an episode that's going to come out as well about the recommendations or things that I'm going to use again with this baby. And it's like a list of like 20 items. So this is one of them. A lot of the ones that I've spoken about that I've shown you are on there too. I already recorded that episode and I didn't. I was like, oh, I should have done a video about it. I don't know, maybe I'll include her. Maybe I won't if I have enough time before baby comes. But this is the best breast friend, and it's amazing. And it's for nursing, but it clips onto you. It has like a little clip, and it clips onto like your back. And so you can put it here, and then baby's on top, and it helps hold baby while you're nursing. So it's really good. We got a new one because the other one I had was kind of old. It was a hand-me-down. It was really good, but it was old, so. Oh yeah, so it's really good. So I'll be taking this as well. And the only other thing that I see aside from the brush and that I'm missing is some chapstick, which I don't have, so I have to buy some. But and then I'm gonna put all these toiletries in this bag, taking my comb, some perfume, some body lotion that smells good because it's the same one from my perfume. And then we'll take this one. At least I hope they fit. Oh, I need that one in there. And then the deodorant for my husband, which I'll pack. So, yes. This is what I'm taking. This is what I'm taking for baby. Hopefully I can give you all an update as this moves along. I don't know if I'll be able to actually give you all like a live update, but I would love to. I just get like, I'm probably gonna be in so much pain, but I don't feel like I'm that much of a video person that I can do that, but we'll see how I'm feeling. And of course, like, you know,
most important part is baby's okay and I'm okay. So, and I don't know if my husband minds. I haven't asked him. So, but this is it for my video about, and my episode is, about things that I'm taking for the hospital to have this baby. I think it fits there. Okay, we'll put it in here. And then we're gonna have this ready to go in the car. Just in case baby decides to, you know, show up. It won't be that fast, but I'll have to, you know, feel the contractions first. No, they said the second one might come faster. I hope so, because the first one took, she took a while to come out. So, yeah. So hopefully I can do a little bit more of these. I hope you all enjoy it. Like I said, it's my first one, so I'm going to try to figure out the editing part and the uploading into my podcast host. And thank you all for listening and watching, I guess, this time. So let me know anything that you might want me to cover. If you're, I don't know, enjoying these things about motherhood. I know I've been talking a little bit more about STEM, my experience through STEM. And I mean, there's a goal with that as well. I've always wanted to share my story, but I never thought that it would be that interesting, the STEM journey and like engineering and stuff. I was like, I don't know if people are gonna like that. I don't know if you do or not. Or if you just prefer to see more of, like, motherhood. I don't know. Just let me know. Or mindset stuff. I don't know. I'm trying this out because I want to, you know, help more women in STEM. And that's also why I'm kind of gearing it more for that. But I would love to know what you all want. I would love to know kind of, like, what type of content you want to hear about. If you like this style of, like, video podcasts, which are new nowadays from what I hear. And like I had mentioned, I thought of doing like a YouTube video thing, YouTube channel, I guess. So maybe eventually I'll do that, and maybe just add the episodes that I've had from before as just like audio format, but in YouTube. And maybe through that I can share a little bit more of like my babies and life as a engineer, working mama, and mom of two. I'm so excited. I'm gonna meet this baby soon. And yeah, so thank you all. And como siempre, a ponerse las pilas.
Hey, Pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another Pilosa that you know will enjoy it too. Because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Póngase las Pilas Podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.